Some state politicians have differing ideas for how Massachusetts should use the almost $90 million in state incentives General Electric is forfeiting. GE is returning the money to Massachusetts after announcing it would be downsizing its plan for a new headquarters in Boston. With $87 million in taxpayer money suddenly back on the table, ideas are emerging from state legislators about how it could be best spent.
GE remains in the middle of a $613 million cleanup case in the Berkshires, along for the Housatonic. And so what we're saying is that, look, this is a good time to revert and return attention to that process.
State Senator Adam Hines is a Democrat from the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hamden district. In 2000, GE signed an agreement with the Environmental Protection Agency, Massachusetts, Connecticut, the City of Pittsfield, and the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority to clean up chemicals it dumped into the Housatonic River until the 1970s. The company is currently in mediation with the EPA to determine where the toxins cleaned up from the river should be disposed, with GE pushing for sites in the Berkshires and the EPA opting for an out-of-state site.
Right now, that money, it belongs to Mass Development, and so that is a different entity in the state. But look, if we were to have a gesture of this type in the cleanup, there are a range of issues that, of course, we could start moving on when it comes to the cleanup. The holdup, of course, is where the toxins would be located. But there's a lot of work along the way. This is a 13-year plan, and we could see some effort early on right now to continue that focus on the cleanup.
Hines says the city of Pittsfield and the regional economy were, quote, devastated a generation ago when General Electric packed up and left town. GE declined a request for comment from WAMC. Hines' proposal isn't the only one on the table.
This morning, I filed legislation joined by Senator Joe Comerford in Northampton and Senator Paul Feeney from Foxborough to redirect that money towards closing the wait list we currently have at our vocational schools in every corner of the Commonwealth.
State Senator Eric Lesser is a fellow Democrat from the 1st Hamden and Hampshire District.
We know, actually, right now there are thousands of vacant positions, in particular in advanced manufacturing, things like 3D printing, precision machining, and other, you know, vital tasks of 21st century economy that create good middle-class jobs in every corner of the Commonwealth. So instead of giving massive tax write-offs to huge companies that are locating in places like Boston that are already booming, let's spread that out and close the wait list on our vocational schools, which we know will create good jobs today.
Lesser says schools could use the money to purchase training equipment, hire more faculty, expand and modernize classrooms, and more. He praised Hines' proposal as well, but noted that the incentives are taxpayer dollars.
I think GE themselves should be the ones cleaning up the Housatonic, which is why we should strengthen, for example, our environmental protections. We should beef up resources to the Attorney General's office so they can go after GE to pay for those funds out of their own pocket.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.